Chaz and AJ, Bruce Bennett Nissan News.
Are we going to have any sports this summer for the kids? Glenn Lungari. Lungarini, right, Glenn?
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Right.
Executive Director of the Connecticut Association of Schools and the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference. Man, that's a long business card.
Seriously, right?
Long title.
We like to use abbreviations, yes.
That'd be helpful, yes.
The spring season, is that delayed or canceled?
Right now, the spring season is suspended indefinitely, and we continue to monitor the information coming from the governor's office as well as the State Department of Education on when and if we may be able to return to school.
So it's not canceled, but it's suspended until further notice, possibly canceled.
Correct. And we want to give as many opportunities as we can and consideration as we can to give some type of sport experience to our spring sport athletes. You know, they've missed so much because of not being in school from proms to these athletic events. And, you know, when you think about kids trying to get closure to their high school careers, and missing out on things like senior days and having opportunities to play together. We want to do everything we can to give them an opportunity to play.
Your gut, would that tell you that we're not going to have any spring sports?
My gut tells me we might have to think outside the box. And I give a lot of credit to the members of our Board of Control who have been very clear that they will consider all possibilities for this. It may be that we don't have a regular season. It may be that we can only offer a tournament type experience. It may be that we have opportunities where we're just providing like jamboree type scenarios or short tournament type scenarios even into late June. We're even considering July. There's a lot to consider to play in July. And we need to talk with superintendents and a number of stakeholders on that. But we're considering everything to give kids an opportunity to play.
So the spring sports might be played in the summer, shortened season, tournament only, jamboree, everything's on the table.
Everything is on the table. And again, it's, you know, our kids have been, you know, really impacted significantly, particularly in the spring. It was a very difficult decision for us to cancel the winter. The one solace that you take in that is that the kids had an entire season together. They experienced their senior nights. They had those moments in the winter. Our spring sport kids haven't experienced any of that.
Right. And yeah. Is this just varsity?
No, it would be open to all play, but those decisions would become local decisions. So, you know, once we understand better what is safe, and that's really the caveat of this whole thing, is we need to have good information that when we put kids back out there, it's safe to do so. So, if it's safe and we go back out there, it'll be at the discretion of the districts whether or not they play freshman, JV, varsity. I'm sure our leagues, we have 11 leagues in Connecticut. Those league commissioners will be involved with us as well. So we'll provide as many opportunities as we can, but there's going to be a lot of challenges to this. You know, kids are already going to be playing potentially with summer teams and other teams. So, you know, we don't want to put kids in a position where there's overuse injury or there's conflict. So
right.
We're going to be as creative as we can to give as many opportunities for kids to play as possible.
Would kids be released to play travel sports?
Right now it's April 20th, which we assume will be extended because the guidance from President Trump is that the social distancing will remain in place at least April 30th. So we'll anticipate that sometime this week we're going to hear again from the governor or from the commissioner of education about the status of school closings. Once we have that information and understand what the potential for being out of school is, we'll talk about those things. But we wouldn't prevent kids once we were past our regularly scheduled end date, which would be June 12th. We wouldn't prevent kids from joining other teams.
You're asking teams and folks and coaches or whatever not to train, no practices.
So So we're asking them not to get together. We'd like them to adhere to the social distancing and the stay safe, stay at home orders. We believe and agree that that's our fastest way back to school, and that's our fastest way back to the field, is to adhere to those policies and recommendations. We are allowing virtual contact with coaches. So coaches can send kids workouts that they can do individually at home. If a kid has taken some swings off of a tee and videotaping that and sending it to a coach, it's okay for the coach to provide skill-specific feedback. So we're allowing those things to happen, but it has to happen virtually, so we adhere to social distancing recommendations.
Glenn Lungarini. Executive director of, this thing is going to kill me, these names.
Could we just call you GL?
I'm talking to like 15 people a day. None of them can be Smith or Jones.
Exactly, really. Yeah, this one's really fancy. Lungarini.
Yeah, executive director of the Connecticut Association of Schools and the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Keep us posted, please. A lot of parents out there are eager to hear what you have to say
exactly,
and when the decision is going to be made.
All that.
We'll be happy to come back on as soon as we know more and we make a decision. So thanks for giving us the opportunity to reach out to our audience.
Oh, always. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Take care.
All right.